Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Rod Stewart bringing this back to you. That's a great thought, right? May the good Lord be with you. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Vicki Oliver, 9-year member of our Brain Trust. Vicki, we need your website, please.
It is Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
Pretty darn easy. They can find all your books there, too, right? And all your articles and all that.
Books are available on Amazon and in other bookstores. But, yes, they are also, you can go on the website, find out all about them, read articles. There's a lot of information there.
A lot of help. And I encourage you folks to find out more about what Vicki does and what she has to say. And use her thoughts in your company. Let her use her books, use her writing, and her some of her methods to help you and your people become more productive in with each other, but especially as we go forward with this hybrid model. You know, Vicki, one of the things we're talking about, folks, how to behave online in the online meetings and online conferences. So that you can be productive and you don't, frankly, you know, offend other people with because they can't get you off their screen. You know, this is another thing I wanted you to talk about. If you're going to be hosting one of these online Zoom meetings or whatever platform you use, learn how to manage the screen, right? I mean, the host can do that. They can if somebody for whatever reason dominates the screen, they can control that, can't they?
Yeah, and also they can mute microphones as well.
Yeah.
You're going to dominate the screen if you're talking, and they can mute you so that you can't talk.
Right.
And it's very important, I think, especially if people are new to Zoom, if anyone is new to Zoom, for the host to go through some of the rules and the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, there's a chat feature. Right? And the chat feature means that two people can chat with each other or somebody can chat to everyone on the call.
Huh.
Right? But if everybody's on the chat feature, then they're not paying attention to what's happening on Zoom. So first of all, you can disable the chat feature as a host if you want to, but also mm-hmm. you can just make it a rule. You know, you can say to people, use the chat very sparingly. You know, only use the chat if it's an emergency that you have to communicate to one person about a project.
Right, exactly. And this is such an important thing. If you're going to do a lot of these, I mean, it's so distracting. I mean, if you're trying to get a message across, if you're trying to be productive, you know, this is not like a year ago when we were all saying, Zoom, what's Zoom? And you know, now you're expected to be a professional online just as you would have before face-to-face, and you still are face-to-face. So learn how to use the tools. Learn how, you know, one of the things you want your technology to do is not even to not even realize that it's there, right? You know,
exactly.
whenever you're in a face-to-face meeting, nobody says, "Wow, have you guys noticed these chairs? These are great." You know, you just sit down.
Exactly. I mean, you don't want your dog to come into the meeting and start barking, which I've seen numerous times on my Zoom meetings.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be sitting there with your cat in your lap, like petting the cat. I mean, it's cute for maybe 1 second, but after that, it's just sort of a distraction.
At the end of last June, it quit being cute. At the end of last June.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to do that.
And the baseball cap, forget it. I like baseball caps, too. Take the baseball cap off. And if you can get away with it, you can still wear the bunny slippers. Okay, that's you can still do that.
Well, speaking of, I mean, I feel that it's important to make an effort with the way that you look online.
Right.
And it's just so easy to throw on a sweatshirt and, you know, kind of roll in because you feel like you're at home. But actually, you need to remember that there's a video and people can see you.
Right.
So I would say try to dress the part at least from the waist up.
Right. Well, and I, you know, I'm a lot more fastidious about my makeup these days, too. So I work on that a lot harder. So what else do we need to know?
I would say if you need to leave the room, that's fine. But I would maybe tell people, oh, I'm popping out. You know, I heard the doorbell, and then just turn off your video and leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then come back and turn on your video. You don't want to be in a Zoom meeting for the whole meeting without your video on. No matter how hungry you are, you want to keep, you want to stay present. That's the main
right.
message. Be there as if you were in person and stay present. So if you have to turn off your video, just do it very sparingly.
But when you turn your video off and your mute, turn your mute off as well. Because, you know, if something does happen, I mean, I've used that. I've turned both of them off, and nobody worries. You know, they say, well, okay, he probably had to go around the corner for something or whatever, and you come back. But if you can turn your mute off, and you can still hear what the other people are saying. So we got to learn how to use the tools, got to behave ourselves. Otherwise, Vicky will fuss at you. That's what she does. Hey, Vicky Oliver, Vicky with a Y, Oliver.com is the website. All of our books are there. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots is an awesome book. Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One is another one. Hey, Vicky, good job. Will you come back soon?
I would love that.
We enjoy having you on the show. Vicky Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.